All right, we'll start here at the top of Tzadi Ber Amud Aleph by the Mishnah. Mishnah here is going to discuss something a little away from Menachot today, but about Smicha, about doing Smicha on Korbanot HaTzibur. She's called Korbanot HaTzibur, Ein Bahen Smicha. Here's a principle being laid out. When it comes to Korbanot HaTzibur, there is no Smicha, except Chutz Min HaPar HaBal Kol HaMitzvot, which is the Par Helam Dover Shel Tzibur, and the Seir HaMishtaleach. Seir HaMishtaleach is the Seir on Yom HaKippurim that sent out Lazazel. So both of those require smicha. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Af Seir Avodat Kuchavim. Shimon says, just like the parallel Mdavid Tzibur has a parallel Korban when it comes to Avodah Zarah, which is the Seir Avodah Zarah, that Seir requires smicha just like the Parhalam Davashel Tzibur does. Now, by the Korbanot Yachid, Kol Korbanot Yachid Tunim Smicha, the opposite of the Korbanot Tzibur, whereas the Korbanot Tzibur, the default is no Smicha, except for the two exceptions. Over here, it's the other way around. The default is yes Smicha, except Chutz Min HaBechor V'Maser HaPesach, those three Korbanot, V'Hayoresh Somech U'Mevi Nisachim U'Memir. So here, it's telling you how much balut an inheritor has over the Korban that he inherited. Then one is Somech, he does Smicha, he becomes the Balim, enough so that he does smicha on the korban. He must bring the nesachim that are demanded of a korban. Even if the father brought the korban, he still has required to bring the nesachim. And the last one is umemir. He's able to create tumura. Is that he's able to do the exchange that will create this to be kadosh and the other end to be kadosh. But it's a demonstration. The fact that he can do that is a demonstration of his balut, his ownership over the item. And that's why he has the power to do such. So Tarun Banan, Kol Korbanot Tzibur Ein Behem Smicha, Chutz Mipar Balan Kol Mitzvot, V'Seir Avodat Kochavim, Divrei Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Seir Avodat Kochavim Ein Behem Smicha. So like our Mishnah, Rabbi Shimon says the two things that have Smicha are the Parlam Davar Shel Tzibur and the Seir Avodat Kochavim, those two Korbanot that are similar. Just one is the Par for all Mitzvot beside Avodah Zarah, and the Seir of Avodah Zarah, which are parallel Korbanot, they both get Smicha. Rabbi Yehuda says no. Seir Avodat Kochavim Ein Behem Smicha. As the Tanakam in our Mishnah says, who's obviously Rabbi Yehuda, that Seir Avodat Kochavim does not get Smicha, ve'et mi avi tachtehem. Who do I replace the Seir Avodah Zarah with? Seir HaMishtaleach. The Seir that's sent out on Yom HaKippurim, the second Seir that goes out to Azazel, that's the one. I says, lo sagit, lo mayo. Why do you have to replace it? Omar Ravina. It's important. Gemire shtei smichot b'tzibur. We have a halacha l'moshe m'sinai. We have a mesora that there are two smichot that are done with korbanot tzibur. So if I take one out, I got to replace it to have two. I must have two. It's interesting here. The Gemara, we did it also, I think, on Erev Shavuot, but also today, that the Gemara is clear that it knows where it wants to get to, and now it's trying to figure out what it is that fills into that space. Now sometimes the Gemara doesn't make it so obvious that it knows some information. It's trying to get there. Over here, it's giving you, it's telling you, it knows the information, which is that there are two smichot b'tzibur. Now it's trying to tell you, how do I get there? Or explain to you, how do I get there? Tamalo Rabbi Shimon, v'alo ein smicha ela b'balim. Wait a minute. How could you be that the Seir HaMishtaleach has smicha on it? Because smicha is only done by the owners. V'zeh aronu v'nav sumchibo. And we know from Musaf on Yom HaKippurim that the smicha that's done on the Seir HaMishtaleach is done by Aron. Uvanav, meaning the Kohanim that come afterwards, it's done by the Kohen HaGadol. So if the Kohen HaGadol is the one doing the smich on it, is he the owner, is he the Balim of the Seir HaMishtaleach? So that's questionable, because depends how Aron Uvanav get Kapara on Yom HaKippurim. It's a machloket that we've seen in the beginning of Shavuot. It's also a machloket Zomer Yuma. But here, it's a consistent, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon are consistent in their opinion, which is what we're about to say. Rabbi Shimon's objection is that here you don't have Balim that are doing the smicha, therefore it can't be classified as smicha. The pasuk might say to do smicha, it's associated with the vidui, it's whatever the gzeres hakatov is, but it's not smicha that comes from the Balim coming and doing smicha over the item. And that's consistent with their opinions, and that's because here, Amar lo, Rabbi Yehuda replies, Abzeh Aron Avada mitchaprim bo. Wait a minute, now Aron Avada are also the Balim because they get kaparat for the Seir HaMishtaleach. This is their opinions, consistent with their opinions. V'tanyo chiper et mikdash hakodesh. Zelifnai Vilifnim. Vet Omoed Zehechal. Mizbeach Kemashmo. So these are the items that in Parshat Achraimot, the end of the Avodah in Parshat Achraimot, Avodat Yom HaKippurim, it says, V'chiper et Mikdash HaKodesh, Vet Omoed, Vet HaMizbeach Yichaper, Al Kohanim, Al Kolam Agao Yichaper. So this is a summary pasuk that seems to indicate that there is a connection between the Kapparot. The first three statements we'll see in the Gemara in a second seem to relate to Tumat Mikdash and Gdashav, and the latter three seem to relate to the fact that everyone gets the same Kapara. And that's what the Gemara is going to focus on over here.
It's Chiperet Mikdash HaKodesh refers to the Kodesh HaKodeshim. Et Omoed, that's the Eichal. Mizbeach is Kimashmao. Yichaper Elo Azarot. Kohanim Kimashma'an, literally meaning the Kohanim. Al Kol Am HaKahal, over the Kahal, which is Elu Yisrael. Yichaper Elo Aluvim. Ushvu Kulam the Kapara Achat. They all get a singular Kapara. Shemit Kaprim B'Seir HaMishtaleach. They all get Kapara through the Seir HaMishtaleach. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. So Rabbi Yehuda's belief, and the Gemara is going to be more explicit about this in a second, is that the Seir HaMishtaleach provides Kapara for all Averot, both for Bnei Yisrael as well as the Kohanim. Everybody gains Kapara through the Seir HaMishtaleach, and therefore Aaron and Banam are Balim over the Seir HaMishtaleach, and he can do smicha on it. The other Karbanot that are brought, which is the Par of Aaron, as well as the other Seir that goes Lifnai Lifnim, the Seir that is not Lazazel, those two are used to be Mechaper al Migtuma, for someone as Yidia B'Tchila and Yidia B'Sof. It's Mechaper on those types of tumult of coming into the Migdash, or for eating Kodesh. And that's what we listed out before, the items that they were discussing, Lifnai Lifnim, the Heichal, the Omoed. Those are areas where the Tuma could have happened, and it's Mechaper on those. So those two Korbanot deal simply with Tumat Migdash Ugdashav, deal with Tuma coming into the Migdash, or Tuma with being Tumas Aguf on Yuei Kodesh. Whereas the Seir Mishalech takes care of all of Eirot. That's the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, and that's why Aaron of Banav are Balim. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Kishem Shedam Seir Anese Bifnim Mechaper Yisrael Tumat Migdash Ugdashav. Just like the Dam of the Seir that is done inside the Migdash of the two Seirim, the Seir Lashem, that provides Kapara for Bnei Yisrael Tumat Migdash Ugdashav, Kach Dam Apar, so to the Dam Apar of Aaron, the Par of Aaron, Mechaper Lakonim Tumat Migdash Ugdashav. This everybody agrees to. So to the Par will take care of the Kohanim when it comes to the Tumat Mikdash Ugdashav. Ukeshem Shevidoi Shel Seir Mishtaleach Mechaper Al Yisrael. And just like the Vidoi on the Seir Mishtaleach takes care of Bnei Yisrael in terms of their Averot, the Shar Averot, Kach Vidoi Shel Par. Aaron also does a Vidoi on his Par. That's Mechaper Al Kohanim B'Shar Averot. That takes care of the Kohanim on the other Averot. So now that's why Rabbi Shimon believes that the Kohanim gain their Kapara through the Par. They get their through. Aaron does twice, does a Vidoi on the Par, once for himself, and then once for Kohanim as well. And the Kohanim will gain their Kapara through the Par, both for Tumat Mikdash Ugdashav, as well as for all other Averot. Bnei Yisrael will gain their Kapara through the Seirim. The Seir Lashem will take care of Tumat Mikdash Ugdashav, and the Seir Lazazel will take care of their Averot. But based on that, Aaron and Banav do not get their Kapara and Shar Averot through the Seir Mishtaleach. And that means that Aaron is not the Balim over the Seir Mishtaleach. That third Vidui, is that Vidui only for the Bnei Yisrael, for Klal Yisrael, not including the Kohanim, or is it also include the Kohanim? That's the Machlokas here. So Gemara is going to repeat, it's going to basically do something that is somewhat unnecessary. That's a question from Shimon, and then it's going to give an unnecessary explanation for the previous mission that we saw. Just everything we just discussed, it's almost going to spell it out. So it'll run quickly, but you'll just see that it's almost unnecessary, but it's repeating it. Rabbi Shimon, Havadai Hushvu. So he said, wait a minute, according to Rabbi Shimon, we also know that there's some sort of Hashavah we just learned from the Pasuk, that Bnei Yisrael and the Kohanim have something in common. We learned out that everything includes Bnei Yisrael, the Levim, the Kohanim, they're all included in a single Kapara. We got that out of the Pasuk. It says, Eino Chanami, in. Hushvu, the Bnei Kapara, Ninhu. They're equal in the fact that they both attain Kapara. Miu, Kochai, Bechad, Mechaber, Benavshe. They're equal in the sense that they both gain Kapara on Yom HaKippurim for the same things, just the way that they do it, the way it manifests itself is on the different Korbanot. Not that they have the same Korban, they just have the same result. The result is that they both gain Kapara. They're Rabbi Yehuda. So this is the unnecessary part. They're going to explain Rabbi Yehuda, but we know this based on what we just put together. Rabbi Yehuda, Tumat Mikdash Ugdash Av Yisrael Mechaprei B'dam Seir Hanase Bifnim. Bnei Yisrael get their Kapara for Tumat Mikdash Ugdashav. Again, this means someone has Tumat Aguf is then coming into the Mikdash where they're not supposed to be, or eating Kodashim when they're not supposed to. They get Kapara for that through the Dam HaSeir Naseh Bifnim, which is the Seir LaHashem. That's how we gain Kapara. Again, this is only for that unique case where they had Yediyah B'Tchila V'en Yediyah B'Sof. That's what this is mechaper for. Ve'kohanim bepar shel Aaron. Kohanim get this same kapara to my mikdash mikdashav through the par that Aaron brings. B'shara ve'rot, all other ve'rot, elu ve'elu mechaperin bevidu Yisrael mishtaleach. They both, everybody else gains kapara. Meaning both Kohanim and Yisraelim gain kapara and shara ve'rot through the vidui of the Yisrael mishtaleach that sent out. Now Rabbi Shimon, b'shara ve'rot nami kohanim bevidui par mitchapre. And for Rabbi Shimon, they gain their kapara and shara ve'rot not only through the par for tumat kudash mikdash kudasha, but also for shara ve'rot. All comes through the par. Kedektani echad Yisrael ve'echad kohanim ve'echad kohen mashiach. All of them gain kapara. Ma ben Yisrael the kohanim or the kohen mashiach. What's the difference between Yisrael and the kohanim and the kohen mashiach? La shadama par mechaper la kohanim al tumat mikdash kudashav. For the dama par, it's taking care of the kohanim for tumat mikdash kudashav. Zudiv Rabbi Yehuda, which may not be necessary here. Rabbi Shimon Omer kishem shadam seir anase bifnim mechaper al Yisrael. Kach dama par mechaper la kohanim. Kishem shvidui shel shem mistelech mechaper al Yisrael. Kach viduyav shel par mechaper la kohanim. So basically, everything we said until now has just been spelled out by the Gemara, almost a repetition of what we said outside, which is that their opinions are now consistent. Rabbi Shimon is of the opinion here that the Seir Mishaleach, the smicha that's done over here, or the vidui that's done on this Seir, is not one of the smichot that's included under Shtei Smicha de Tzibur, because it's smicha that's not done by Balim. One of the underlying requirements of smicha is smicha bibalim, as to be directly done through the Balim. There's no shlichut for it. And therefore over here, if Aaron is doing it and not getting kapara through it, he's not the Balim. So that smicha can't be the normal smicha that we're talking about. And he says, where does Aaron get his kapara? Through the par. And that's the smicha that he does it on, his own personal par. What about that par? How come that's not mentioned over here? That's not part of a tzibur. It's a part of a yochid. Aaron brings that himself. He pays for it and brings it himself. So the par of Aaron, yes, he's the balim. Yes, it accomplishes tumat mikdash mikdashav. Yes, takes care of all the mitzvot. But over there, he's just doing it for himself and the kohanim. So it's not a par shel tzibur. On the other hand, when it comes to the seir, there, the Rabbi Shimon says, seir only takes care of Bnei Yisrael. Aaron's not the balim. So that can't be the smicha mitzibur that we're talking about. That's not a real smicha. Rabbi Yehuda comes back and says, no. The smicha done on the Seir Mishtaleach accomplishes that both for Aaron and of all of Klai Yisrael. Aaron is a balim on it. If he is one of the balim, then he's doing smicha bibalim. And it accomplishes what we want in that case. And therefore, it could be one of the smichot of the korbanot tzibur. All right, Tam Rabbanan. Says by the paralam davar shel tzibur samchuzik ne'edei et yedem arosh par. So again, here you have it explicitly written that there is smicha that's done on the par halam davar shel tzibur. Par taun smicha ve'ein tzirei avdaet kochavim tunim smicha divrei Rabbi Yehuda. So here's Rabbi Yehuda's limud. Rabbi Yehuda's limud is the par halam davar shel tzibur gets smicha, but there's a miut here. That miut comes to say that gets smicha, but not the tzirei avod kochavim, which is the parallel korban by avodah zarah. Rabbi Shimon Omer par taun smicha. The par requires smicha yidei zekenim. Now, why are the zekenim the balim? Mentions it on the next amud. But the zekenim are the balim over this because they are the cause of the problem. They're the ones who gave the psak halacha that caused Bnei Yisrael to do the avera. So since they are the cause of the problem, they become the balim. Even though, according to Rabbi Shimon, Shimon l'shita to is that every shevet is called a kaal, and each shevet brings their own korban helam davar shel tzibur, as well as Beit Din brings their own one independently. There are 13 of them according to Rabbi Shimon. Because the parlam davar shel tzibur. Nevertheless, within each parlam davar shel tzibur, a Beit Din is still considered to be balim because of the fact that they are the cause for the problem. So now Rabbi Shimon says, okay, par don't smicha b'zekim, ve'ein tzir of the kochavim don't smicha b'zekinim. That's the miut that you have. Not that the tzir of the kochavim doesn't get smicha, just doesn't get smicha b'zekinim. Ella, who does the smicha? Aaron. Aaron does the smicha. The Gemara is going to ask right away. It's very problematic. We have another braita that disagrees with this, but it's clear that there's a problem here. Ve'eminu hachai. So this is says somebody though a rosh ha seir achai by the seir lazazel achai taun smicha ve'in tziru da chovim tonim smicha de Rabbi Yehuda. So same thing again. Rabbi Yehuda is the same type of miut twice. Now using a different word this time, which is achai. The seir lazazel gets smicha, but the seir avodah zarah does not get smicha de Rabbi Yehuda. Rishon Omer achai taun smicha ba'aron uvanav. The achai the seir lazazel requires smicha yidei aron uvanav by the kohen agadol ve'in tziru avodah chovim tonim smicha ba'aron elo b'skenim. Doesn't require smicha by Yidei Aron, but rather by Yidei Zekenim. So you can see the problem already. One Breita says the Seir Avodah Zarah gets Smicha Yidei Zekenim, which is this one, and the other previous Breita said the Seir Avodah Chavim gets Smicha Yidei Aron. So which one is clearly wrong? The first one is clearly wrong, because Aron of Anav are not the Balim over the Seir Avodah Zarah. It's the Ziknei Aida that should do it. It makes a lot of sense that the Zekenim should do it and not Aron. So Amar Rav Sheshes, V'tizbara D'ach Kamaita Mitartzta. Hey, does it make any sense that the first Breita is a good Breita? I mean that the logic of that braita and the language of the braita is correct, it makes no sense. Hamar Reb Shimon, smicha babalim beinan. We need that smicha babalim, and it's clear that if you say that this kenim can't do it, but Ranaron does it, we're not talking about the balim anymore. So that can't be. That first braita is incorrect. Ella, tori tochi. Read the braita this way. Par, when it comes to par lam davar sitzibor, which says that the par, that the par, and that's a miut, means par its own smicha, vein sirei avodat chachovim tori smicha divar Rabbi Yehuda. That we can learn, that we can live with, that's fine. Par lam davar sitzibor gets smicha, not the Seir Labodah Zarah. That's Rabbi Yehuda's position. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Hachai. Now, Rabbi Shimon changes and moves over to Seir Hachai and says, Hachai to smicha baron bein Seir Labodah Chavim to smicha baron. Now, he learns that the miyot from Seir and he says, it makes more sense for me to do that. I'm talking about a Seir of Azazel, and from that I'm learning after the other Seir, which is the Seir Labodah Zarah. Rabbi Yehuda is mixing and matching. He's talking about a par and he's making a miyot by the Seir Labodah Zarah. So he says to him, no, I learn out of the word Hachai that there is smicha on the Seir Lazazel. That is done by Aron. But there is no smicha. When I say no smicha by a Seir of Avodah Zarah, it's to teach you that Aron is not the one who does it. But rather, who does it? By the Seir of Avodah Zarah? Ela b'zkenim. It's done by the zkenim. V'holchi ka'amar le Rabbi Shimon Rabbi Yehuda. This is where Rabbi Shimon said to Rabbi Yehuda. Sirei avodat chavim bo smicha. Seir of Avodah Zarah requires smicha. V'ish mi'alacha delo ba'u smicha. If you have a mesorah somewhere that they don't get smicha, be'aron hu d'shmi'alacha. That when you heard that, it was not that you heard that there is no smicha whatsoever. Rather, there's no smicha day ban aron. Umiuta me'achai. And you're also learning it out of the wrong pasuk. It's not from me'apar, but learning out of the word ha'chai. Gemara says, Rabbi Yehuda, lama li d'matinu mikro. Why does Rabbi Yehuda have to be mayi, the savir avodah zarah from a pasuk? We saw before that he has a mesorah. The mesorah is two smichot b'tzibor. Well, there are two explicitly written in the Torah. That's a paralam davish b'tzibor. Seir lazazel. According to Rabbi Yehuda, that accomplishes the two smichot b'tzibor. So why does he need a pasuk to tell him that you don't have seir avodah zarah? We already know there's no third smicha b'tzibor. Vama Ravina Gemir Shtei Smichot b'tzibor. Now the answer of the Gemara is Girsa Ba'alma. Now Girsa Ba'alma has two manifestations here. Tosfos brings down from Rashi, the Rashi Taviyad here. The idea of Girsa Ba'alma was that Shtei Smichot b'tzibor were not so mechanet. That was just like said. That necessarily wasn't necessarily a halacha l'moshe misinai, but rather we learned it out from the psukim. The real limud is from the psukim, and they call it like halacha l'moshe misinai. The answer is that they just say it like that, but it's not really a statement of fact that it's a halacha l'moshe misinai. They're saying as if it was a halacha l'moshe misinai, but not that it really is. The more mainstream interpretation, which Rashi brings here, as well as Tosfos brings in the afterwards, after he brings this first one in Rashi, is that Girsa Ba'alma means that the psukim are smachta ba'alma. The real limud is halacha l'moshe misinai that requires smicha when it comes to karbonot tzibor. Psukim are just an smachta ba'alma. They're just trying to match what they know through the halacha l'moshe misinai. They're matching it through a limud in the psukim, so they remember the halacha. Rabbi Shimon, Seir Avodah Chachavim, Dibay Smicha Minolan. So wait, where does he know the fact that a Seir Avodah Zarah gets Smicha? By Parlam Devash of Zibor, it's written explicitly. By the Seir Mishtaleach, it's also written explicitly that you get Smicha. Where does he find Smicha by Seir Avodah Zarah? The Naflam Midetanya, he has a bright of a Samach Yadoa Rosh HaSeir. This is by the Seir Nasi. Samach Yadoa Rosh HaSeir. He does Smicha on the Rosh HaSeir, which is an unnecessary statement. Al Rosh HaSeir, because we know he's talking about the Seir. Just by Samach Yadoa Al Rosh HaSeir. Could have written that in the possessive form, it doesn't have to write Rosh HaSeir. The unnecessary Rosh HaSeir comes to teach you Mirabe. There are both Seir Nachshon L'smicha. Div Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says that teaches us that the Seir from Parset Naso, that Seir of Nachshon that is brought on the first day of the consecration of the Mishkan Rosh Chodesh Nisan, that Seir also required smicha. That's what he learns from that pasuk. Shimon Omer, there are both Sirei Avodat Kochavim L'smicha. That comes to include, that extra word Seir comes to include the Sirei Avodat Kochavim L'smicha. Shaya. Shimon Omer, Koch Hatat Shenichnas Tamad Lifnim Tonim Smicha. Any Hatat that has its dam taken into the Kodesh or Kodesh HaKadoshim requires smicha. And Seir Avodah Zarah is one of those. So now the question is, Lama li the Memra? Why does he have to learn it out of the Psukim? So Mar says, Simon Ba'alma. It is. It's a Simon. And that's why he says, the Chol Chatat Shenichnas Pnima, that gets smicha, even though he has a direct limud from the Pasuk for it, as well as Ayalocha the Moshe Mitzinai. So now the Gemara says, Ve'im Asir Niyaseh Bifnim. Why does Rabbi Shimon include the Seir of the Avodah Zarah and not the Seir of Hashem? Seir Hashem on Yom HaKippurim. Say that's the Seir that gets smicha b'tzibor. Why is he learning that? Why says Dumia de Seir de Nasi, similar to the Seir de Nasi, to mechaper lavirot mitzvah yidua. Purpose of the Seir de Nasi is to be mechaper when he does Averot. That's his korban for doing Averot. So to over here, the same Seir that we want to have Smicha on is going to be a Seir that does Kaparaf Averot. What is that? That's the Seir Lavodah Zarah. Not the Seir Lashem, which goes in, which is on Tumat Mikdash Kedashav, but not for Averot Mitzvah. Ule Ravina Damar Gemire Shtei Smichot Bitzibor. According to Ravina that says that there's Shtei Smichot was there, Cry Lomali. Again, why do I need the psukim for Rabbi Shimon? Now, Rabbi Shimon, we first asked, why do we need the principle that Rabbi Shimon laid out, which is Kol Chadash Nichlas Demal Lefinina Tun Smicha? He had a direct limud from the pasuk that is talking about a Seir Avodah Zarah. Why does he come up with this general principle? The general principle is only including one korban, and that's learned out straight from the pasuk. So we answered that it was a siman ba'al. It reminds you what he included over here. Now the Gemara asks the secondary question, which is if he has Halacha L'Moshe Sinai, why does he need the psukim? If he has a psukim, why does he need Halacha L'Moshe Sinai? That Gemara says, I need both of them. Itzrich Hilchatav Itzrich Cry. I need Halacha L'Moshe Sinai and I need the psukim. Mikra, if I just had the psukim, I would have thought that the other korban at tzibur that gets smicha is the zivchei shal mitzibur. Kikasha matnitan. The question that we asked earlier on, the ach pirka, the kol menachot baot, from the parak kol menachot baot, we had a kal v'chomer where we wanted to include the zivchei shal mitzibur for smicha. But we said, because there are amar Rabbi Shimon, shlosha minim, tunim, shlosh mitzvot. In the Mishnah, Rabbi Shimon says that there are three different korbanot that require three different mitzvot. They late day be kal v'chomer, and therefore we'll bring it in with the Kar B'chomer. There we talked about Tznufat Chai, Tznufat Mate, and Smicha. Those were the three mitzvot that apply to Karbanot. Each one of the Karbanot that we brought has two of them. And two that the Ziv Chai Shal Mitzibur have is Tznufat Chai and Tznufat Mate. They do not have Smicha. And we said over there, we should bring it from a Kar B'chomer. Ziv Chai Shal Mitzibur don't have Smicha from a Kar B'chomer. Mas Shalmei Yachid, Shalmim of Yachid, she'ain't tunim Tznufat Chayim. They do not have a wave offering when they're alive. Tunim Smicha Chayim, but they do require Smicha while they're alive. And they have Tznufat after they're dead. Then Kar B'chomer to a Kshal Meitzibur that they should also have smicha. So that's what we have. Itzrach Hilchah. So that's what we have. The Lachal Moshe Mitzinai to tell us only two korbanot and no more. Vim Hilchata. If I just had the Hilchata, Lo Yadin and Hayninu, I wouldn't know which two are the ones that it is. Kamash Malon. The pasuk tells me, Dumi Desir Nasir, the Mechaper Averot Mitzvah Yedua. So identifies for me which are the korbanot at Tzibur. So I need both halachot. I need the Lachal Moshe Mitzinai to limit it to two korbanot. So I know that it's only two and not more. Otherwise, I would have included this Zivchei Shal Mitzibur. I would have included the Kivsei Atzeret. We just passed. It's Shavuot. Chutz La'aretz. It is Shavuot. So here we have the korban at tzibur might require smicha. You have kav v'chomer. Here I have a pasuk that says no way that you don't do it because there's only two, and I already included my two. I have the parom davar shel tzibur, which is explicit, and I have the seir avodah zarah, which was learned out of from the seir nasi. So that's what the psukim teach me. On the other hand, if I just had the psukim, then I would have thought, okay, well I can bring another one. I can have more than for it two. Well, more than two, the lach says no, only two, and therefore the zivchei shal mitzibur are not included. So the psukim tell me which korbanot, and the halacha moshe said limits it to those two korbanot. That's why I need both of them. The balance between the two of them gives me the halacha that Rabbi Shimon wants. Rabbi Yehuda learns it out because he has it explicit in the psukim. He has no limud. He says anywhere it says explicit in the pasuk that you need smicha, that's where smicha applies. Karbanot tzibur, parlam davshul tzibur, sayir mishtaleh. He doesn't need anything. He has halacha moshe Sinai. He says two and no more, and therefore the seir avodah zarah is excluded. That's all he needs to know. He doesn't need the psukim for anything else. That's why the Gemara said before girsa ba'alma. Gemara said it was an asmachta, just limud from the psukim because he has it explicit in the psukim, and therefore he doesn't need an extra. But Shimon includes it through a limud, then needs to know that there are others that are not included through the limud. Right? Kol karbanot yachid tunim smicha chutz mivchor maser pesach tarabanan. Karbano by the shlamim where it talks about smicha for the yachid, it talks to use the word karbano. Karbano is a mute, and there it says the word karbano three times. It actually says it possibly six times. So we'll get to that in a little bit, but it says at least three times. Karbano v'lo bechor. Karbano comes to exclude the bechor. Shechol alo dinu ma shlamim she'in kedushata mirechem tunim smicha shlamim which don't have dusha from birth. They do require smicha bechor shedusha mirechem enu din shetun smicha. They certainly should require smicha. Along comes the word tamalomar karbano v'lo abechor, comes to exclude the bechor. Karbano v'lo maser. You also have a miyud from the word karbano that the maser doesn't require smicha. Shiachol. Again, I would have a kavachomer. Lo dinu to kavachomer mashlamim she'im kachim lifnei malachreim. Shlamim don't have the ability to mikadesh the one before them, the one after them, and they require smicha maser. It has this ability. If you make a mistake when you're counting the ten, and you call the ninth one the tenth, you call the 11th one the tenth, they all become kadosh. You can have three in a row become kadosh with dushat maser. Kadosh lifnei malachreim enu din shetun smicha. Certainly, that should require smicha. Tamalomar karbano v'lo maser. Maser is excluded. Karbano v'lo pesach. They have karbano and not the pesach. Again, shechol alo dinu. It should have included it through a kavachomer. Mashlamim she'in be'amud havei. They have no chova. There's not a chova to bring a shlamim, and they still require smicha. Pesach shu be'amud havei. Pesach, which is a chova that you must bring it. Enu din shetun smicha. Sure, should have smicha. Tamalomar karbano v'lo pesach. That's why I have these three miutim to teach me karbano and not these three items. My Gemara says ikal mifrach. You upend this. The kavachomers are not good kavachomers. Mashlamim she'in tunim nisachim. Wait a minute. This kavachomer is not a good kavachomer. chomer, because there's a chumrah in the shlamim that doesn't apply to these other karbanot, which is they require nesachim and they also require a wave offering of the chazen shul. That doesn't apply to the bechor, maser, and pesach. So the kav chomer is not a good kav chomer. I don't have to be ma'ir them from the posuk because they were never included. There's no reason to include them. There's no logic to include them. The kav chomer doesn't work. Mar says kriyas smachta ba'alma. Again, the sukkim are not smachta ba'alma, that these three are excluded, but that's not the real usage of the miyut here. Ela cry bomali. What do I need the psukim for? So Rashi has a girsa up here that in this here that's shisha karbono ktive. There's six times the word karbono is used. It's really five plus maybe an extra one Tosus talks about here. But three of them are smachta ba'alma, and the other three are real miyutim. The other girsa which we have over here is that there are three karbono, which probably makes more sense. It's three times the word is said, and it's said three times to be mayat what? Well, the other limud that we just did by the bechor, maser, and pesach, that wasn't necessary. That was just nesmachta. What are they really used for? Karbono, below karbon chaviro. So this is the answer to your question. You can do smicha on your own karban, not on your friend's karban. There is no shlichut for smicha. You, the balim, must do it yourself. It's karbano, velo karban oved kochavim. That it's your karban and not the karban of a non-Jew who sends his karban. So you cannot do the smicha on his behalf, because we did it earlier in the Masechta by the karban of a non-Jew, that over there we learned that b'nei Yisrael sumchim v'nei oved kochavim sumchim. That we have a limit over there that b'nei Yisrael do smicha, but oved kochavim doesn't do smicha. The miyot over there tells you that b'nei Yisrael do smicha, but Obrat Chachim doesn't do smicha. So too, you can't fill in and do it on his behalf. That means there is no smicha by the korban of a non-Jew. And that's the answer here, that it's impossible, and therefore there is no smicha by the korban of a non-Jew. That was early in the Masechta back on Samach Aleph. But that will have application here based on the miut that we have here, that the korban of an Obrat Chachim does not get smicha, not by him, and not by any representative through Bnei Yisrael. And then korbano, the rabot kol balei korban smicha. If you have a joint ownership, multiple owners here, all of them have the right to do smicha, and all of them should do smicha on the korban. Okay, we'll stop over here.